Hari.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
I'm gonna go to the top.
Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopina Shama Radha Kunda Giri Gaura Vadaan Ki
Jai
Vrinda Vandaam Ki
Jai
Mattu Gaudaan
Jai
Avadu Maya Kuru Ram
Jai
Jagannath Kuru Ram
Jai
Jamuna Mai Ki
Jai
Ganges Mai Ki
Jai
Tulasi Devi
Ki Jai
Bhakti Devi
Ki Jai
Samavesa Bhakta Vrindaki
Jai
Vithai Gaura Premana
Jai Jai
Glories assembled. Glories assembled. Glories assembled. Glory to Shishi Guru Shri Gaura. Amma Jnana Turandasya
Very many people in
this world, especially here in India, who have never tasted flesh before. Is it not? Billions of people, they have never tasted flesh before. We also have millions of people who have never taken alcohol before, any form of intoxicants. They have never tasted any form of intoxicants. Is it not? Millions of people, they have never taken any intoxicants before. And also you find millions of people who have never gambled. So naturally, they are free from these four sinful pillars that we abstain from. So millions of people have never taken flesh before. Millions have never taken alcohol, any form of intoxicant. Millions of people who have never gambled in their life. But how many people have not had illicit sex? How many? How many people are not having sex in this world? Legal or illegal? How many of us are celibate? Right from bed, we have never met a woman before. How many of us here, we have met a woman before since our birth? Very few. Right? So you find it's only few, it's counted with fingers. What is the meaning of that? Why, of all the four things, the three are very easy for everyone to do. Only one, only few people, very few around the world, you can count that is free from sex life, sex engagement, or thinking about sex. Why is that? Why is it that it's so easy for us to give up flesh, toxicant, gambling? But the sex energy is very powerful, that controls everyone. Long time back, there was a king. So he called for everyone in the citizen to come. And everyone came, the whole people came. So he said, "My dear citizens, I have a serious problem. That is why I call for all of you. My problem can be solved by one person who is not controlled by a woman. So in this assembly, I want to see the heart, that heart there. I constructed it. I want someone among us here who is not controlled by woman to go and wait for me. That hurt." And it was very difficult. The whole assembly became silent. Our king has a problem, and the only person that can help him is someone among us here who is not controlled by a woman to
go to that heart.
The crowd was silent a long time. After a while, one person stood up. Only one person. Out of millions of people, out of millions, one person stood up and he went there. The king was very happy. So he got down from his throne. And he went there to the heart. He offered his obeisance to him and he said, "Thank you very much." I have a question. This man who went there told him, "My dear king, let me tell you the truth. For me to come to this heart, I didn't come by myself. It is my wife who instructed me to come here." My wife asked me to come because no one here. There's no one here who can come there. So my wife asked me to come there. That's why I came. So the lesson is that the sex energy is very, very strong. Very, very strong. And in this material world, you may have men who are leading the country, but actually it's the women who are controlling the world. Not the men. Not the men. All around the world, they have men who are ruling, the prime minister, the president, the this and that, all men. But actually, this material world is controlled by Durga Devi. It's a woman. Do you know the reason why women are not, see, there are no women here. In the Vedic culture, men go to the ashram. Women are not allowed to go. What is the reason for that? We know the reason?
They train at home.
Why are not going to, why are they not allowed to go to the ashram?
While at that time they are following the strict celibacy, and women in that periphery where ashram it was there from Chari ashram, there was not allowed till 25 years
old. Why we don't have a Brahmacharini ashram? Or women are not allowed to mix here? Why are they not here?
It is just like when butter, when it touches the fire, it gets immediately melted. So in the presence of a woman, a man get agitated. And it is nature of woman, men to get agitated.
Yes, we're saying something. Thank you. Repeat what you said.
I said because of the sex energy.
Yes, sir, sex energy. Yes.
Yeah, they will melt the woman that like a fire. So when you go close to the woman, the man, the woman.
Okay, they melt. Yes.
Shastras imply that a woman is always to be protected first by her father or brother and then by her husband. Therefore, there is no need for Brahmacharya.
Yeah, Guru. Yes, Guru can protect them also. That we are doing in ISKCON. Is it not? We have so many women disciples. They are also protected by the spiritual master, the Guru. So why are they not allowed in the ashram? That's my question.
Women are generally very bodily attached. They are at bodily platform. So to preach them and to liberate them, that's not very easy.
Women, they are 100% sense gratifiers. Their body is 100% sense gratification. 100%. If you keep ice cream, ice cream, they call it. Stand.
ice cream stand.
Yes. If 100 men pass here, 10 will buy. If 100 women pass here, 90 will buy. Yes, it is not because women are less intelligent. They are not allowed in the scripture, no. Not because they are less intelligent. They are very, very powerful. Because they are the agent of Maya. Maya uses them to perpetrate a duty. Every one of us sitting here, we can live peacefully in this room for a lifetime. Right?
Yes.
Just bring one woman here. Just bring only one woman here. This crowd will divide. The energy. If you look very carefully, you'll see that women live longer than men. Right?
Yes.
We have so many widow women than men. Therefore, in the very scripture, it is women who enter the fire of the husband, not the husband entering the fire of their wife. Because they live longer. And in the body culture, women are behind while the men are in the front. Why? They are asked to cover their head. Because they are more powerful than men. We should try to understand. They are more powerful than men. That is why we are keeping them behind. If you keep it in the front, no man can look at the deities. So we keep them behind. Please show us some mercy, eh? Stay behind so that we can concentrate. Because if you're at the front, we can't see anything again except you. So some people, they ask, why this discrimination in your temple? No. The sastras, the sages, those who know the truth, they know everything. Therefore, to protect men, we are lazy. Let me tell you, women are more powerful. We are lazy. To protect us men, women are kept behind, stay behind us, so we can be protected. Don't look down on them. You are joking. They're joking. They're joking. They are powerful. That is the reason why they are kept behind. Then cover your head. Because even small part of your body can agitate a man. Even small part of the body is sufficient to change the mind of the man. Therefore, it is out of mercy for men that the women covers themselves and stay behind us. Don't think that we are more important than men, than women. That is why we keep them behind. That is not the reason. It's for our own protection. That is why we are keeping them behind. But out of all sigil, we are thinking less class people, so this will behind. No, it is opposite. Because they are more powerful than men. A woman can look at all of us here and see those of us who are going to marry and those of us who are not going to marry. A woman can see. A man cannot. A woman can see, this man likes me. This man is thinking of me. She likes me. A woman can tell. A man cannot. Therefore, protect lazy people, lazy men, we keep restriction, like we said, the butter and the fire. It will naturally melt. There is no philosophy about that. Then butter will melt as far as it comes close to fire. It will melt. So if you keep a man and a girl in the room here, what would they expect? She'll be pregnant. There's no second way about that. Because that is the way it will function. If you bring iron near to magnet, what happens? You cannot see the opposite. It's not possible. If you see the opposite, that means it is not a woman or not a man. Therefore, there is separation. Therefore, there is a need for a psychological space. This is Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's language. Psychological space. You know what I mean? Psychological space. Were they? Psychological space means if you are staying with a snake in the same room, what should be your consciousness?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen, so you are very careful. Okay. I'm with somebody, but in my mind, so be careful. Not be loose. That be psychological space. Space, no? To give you a chance, that means there's a space between us. Don't come close. Psychological space is not gross. It's subtle. Subtle protection. I am sitting near fire. Therefore, I should be careful. I'm in a room with a snake. I can bite me at any moment. Therefore, I should be careful. That is called psychological space. For every devotee, married or not married, you should be conscious of this. Sometimes, even devotees who are married mistreat their wives, thinking that they are low-class people. It's an offense. Vaishnava para. So we should be careful, especially for those of us who want to maintain brahmachari lives, be careful. One of the dangers that is very, very common today is the internet facility which we have. Especially here in India, the moment you open your home, Bharat matrimonial home is there. You didn't pay for it. If you go to another cafe, you will pay a fee to assess your meal. But the moment you open, a part of your money is just click here. Just click. Just a click. That's right. Because you cannot tell what. You'll be surprised that the person looking for your heart desire is just behind you. So, as devotees, we should be careful how we use our internet. All kinds of garbages are there. And those of us who are very expert in internet, we can be easily tempted to open that. I went to here in India, I went to serve a cafe with a devotee. He was sitting with me there. Before I know it, he has clicked into that. So I asked him, what is it you are doing? So I just want to know what? What do you want to know there? Right before me, he clicked there. I was looking at him, I said, my friend, what is it? That means that all along he's just going in the street wearing saffron, he's thinking, oh, I'm being cheated. I'm not enjoying. I supposed to be enjoying, but I'm not enjoying. So at least let me just satisfy myself here. So internet is very dangerous. Watching a movie is very dangerous. You're not going to see anything wonderful inside. And the mind is very, very funny. The mind is very, very funny. Very dull. Our minds in Kali Yuga is very dull. Our minds are not sharp. Therefore, and the man is like a gutter. Not gutter. Gutter. Yes.
Gutter.
If you throw water, dirty water inside a gutter, it flows. Is it not? As it's flowing, what does it do? All the particles will be dropping. Is it not? After a while, the gutter will be wood, will be full with dirt. That is how our mind is. Our mind is like that. Anything we see that goes to the mind, it will drop some remnant, some residues will be dropped. It will not, everything will not be gone. Some will drop there. So if we constantly see things which is not necessary for us to see, it will be dropping some remnant. After a while, our mind will be very full with death, the desire to experiment it. Therefore, if devotees should be careful with what we hear, should be careful with what we see, they should be careful with what we think, should be careful with what we associate with. Because everything we do will draw some remnant in our heart. And if the mind continues to keep every day we're having some residues dropping in the mind. What happened? Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 62 and 63. Dhyayata. Huh? Dhyan means what?
To
meditate, contemplate. Anything which we constantly think, what will happen? We'll develop natural attachment for that. It's natural. Anything we constantly hear, one of the dangerous weapons the demons in Kali Yuga are using is advertisement. Advert. Very dangerous. A dangerous weapon. Advertisement. So we look at the billboard. Oh, drink, very good. Good for you. Good. Nice. If you continue to hear nice, one day, let me taste the nice. Very dangerous. Advertisement. And demons are taking advantage of that. Advert. Usually they give us something which we'll never need and push it into us to start desiring to have it. After a while, we think, yeah, it will be like this devotee. He forgot that he was sitting with me and I'm going to see. He just opened the father's matrimonial home. I said, you want to marry? There's so many devotees in the temple here. Why do you want to go to this? There's so many devotees here. Where do you want to go? That is not for marriage. It is for saint purification. Want to contaminate their consciousness. Stop this nonsense. So advert. Open the email, everything is there. It's full. And they have so many women they put there. The best. Gorgeous. So I said, if they are gorgeous, why are they still hanging here? They know I get the husband's seat. It's all nonsense, just to bewilder us and make us think that this is nice, you are missing something. We are not missing anything. The only thing which we are missing is sin. We are missing sin. So for a devotee, we should be happy to be missing sin and be free from sinful activities, so we can get the eternal, permanent Krishna, which is our natural situation. Krishna consciousness is a natural situation of the soul. Krishna consciousness, that is what we are for that. Naturally, Krishna conscious entity, that is our culture. Our culture is not that because here, this place has to be eating chapati. This is my culture. And that, okay, this place, this will be eating rice. That is their culture. We just acquire all these things. The culture of the soul is that we are Krishna conscious entities. That is our natural culture. It never changes. It can be covered for some time, but it cannot be changed. So Srila Prabhupada said, I came to remind you about something you have forgotten, not something new. Thing we have forgotten, Krishna consciousness we forgot. He has come to teach us how to remember that which you have forgotten. Returning us back to the origin. That's Krishna consciousness. That is life. Therefore, to avoid complicating our life in Christian consciousness, to maintain our spiritual life, be a good brahmachari. We should avoid internet. We should avoid internet. One devotee, one day he was saying, I want to go and ask Gurudev, to what extent should a devotee go with this internet? Are you looking at him? He's a fool. To what extent? To the extent that we cannot be involved with Maya, to that extent we should go. Not more than that. Anything which is going to encourage us to be sinful, that's where we should stop. And wherever, whatever, the extent which is going to take us that will become closer to Krishna, that we should go. Lord Krishna told Brahma, see, if you want to get me, you should look for me through all directions. In all things. And to this point, where you will see that there's nothing without me. Anything which is outside this is Maya. So we should not go beyond that. Advert. So be careful with what we hear. How we eat is also very important to reduce sex desire. How we eat, what we eat, very important. See, in a Vedic culture, brahmacharis are very austere. Why do you think they do that? You think the spiritual master want to punish the student? Huh? You think the guru want to punish the student, so he will give them small amount of food? Why? Because that is the way to reduce sex energy, sex desire. Sex energy is very strong, powerful. Something which is very deadly, very powerful, if it is misused, what will happen? It will also react in a very powerful, negative way. Sex energy, we don't understand how powerful it is. That's why I was trying to give analysis so we can be able to really see it graphically. There are so many entities in this world, for the whole of their lifetime, they will have sex only once, and after that, they will die. There's so many sects like that. They have sex only once in the whole of their life, and after that, are dead. The female will bite the male. The male will die. But the female will remain. Women are more powerful than men. Reduce the quantity of prasadam. To help to control the senses. Reduce the amount of our speech, how we talk the whole day. And be careful with what we think the whole day. We should never be idle. We should never be idle. If you are idle, the mind will think unnecessary things. So we shouldn't be idle. We should always be occupied. We should work very hard throughout the whole day. We should work very hard throughout the whole day. Physically, we should work hard. No spare time. When we joined this movement, the time we joined the movement, it is 80s. Brahmacharis doesn't sleep in afternoon.
Yo Radha Madhava Punjabi Hati.
Yeah.
body, yes, yes, yes. And then study also our scripture. So we should have timetable in our life. Timetable how we can merge the two together, our spiritual life and our material life. Arrange it in a way that we can still do that and at the same time not forget our spiritual aspect. It's very important. It depends on our planning. We have to plan our day. So plan it. But the morning we should chant together like this morning. I saw that you were chanting on this.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Of our relationship with Maya, and we know the boundary. So we always draw the boundary. This will be our consciousness. So we don't go beyond and fall prey. If we forget and think that, oh, I'm okay, then it's danger.
Maharaj, you said that anything we do, anything we see or anything we hear, that leaves remnant behind that. Maharaj, is there any way that we can restore our state? Restore our state from to the point to which we have come to the one that we had originally had, or to be properly Krishna conscious state? How can we restore ourselves?
Read diligently. I just mentioned that we should study our scriptures to defend us from Maya, not to justify our deviation. Like some devotees, they were smoking ganja. see, we are not to take intoxicant.
No. Patam puspam falam to ya. Our guitar. This is leave. First table. See, about guitar.
That's crooked intelligence. No. We shouldn't be defending our deviations. No, we should study the scriptures who can defend us ourselves from Maya. But Maya comes and he said, my friend, you want to live the whole of your life like this? Don't you want to enjoy? You remember, yeah, what is enjoyment in this world? What is enjoyment in the body? Enjoyment, is it the body that enjoys? Or the senses. That's a warrior. So we have to defeat the senses and give pleasure to the higher senses. Sarvapadi vinir moktam tat pratuna nirmanam hirisikena hirisikeva sevanam bhakti uchate. Sarvapadi vinir moktam to get ourselves free from all the parties, we should get connected with Hrishikesha, the Supreme Personality of God, the Master of all the senses. When our senses are engaged with His own senses, we become purified. How do we do that? Taking only Krishna prasadam, chanting only Krishna's name, nothing else will come to our mind, thinking about Krishna, and engage our senses in Krishna's activities, all the senses will get purified. Then we can enjoy life. Yes, the purpose of life is to enjoy, but what are we enjoying? The spiritual bliss, not the body. When we look at the pigs, the hogs, they're eating stool, what do we feel?
Abominable.
Right? What do you think when the demigod look at us, what do you think they're thinking?
Abominable.
Look at this. Why are they suffering like this? Don't look at them. They're suffering like this. As we were looking at the pigs, can't you eat hamburger? The demigod also asked us like that. You waste it. What do you take nectar? What is this nonsense you are eating? You go for nectar. And by contrast, when they look at the demigod, what do they think? Look at this demigod that's suffering 100,000 years. What is that? This is nothing.
Right? So enjoyment depends on how we think it. According to our level. Right? What the supreme bliss is all in the spiritual world. How do we get that? That will come from tapo dham, transcendental austerity. It will produce Brahma Sokyam to Anantam. That is what we are looking for. That is natural. That there's no impediment. It's natural. I never end Brahma Sokyam to Anantam. That is needed. It is required. We should go for that. Don't go for something which is common for everyone. See, you cannot be called a warrior. A warrior is one who has done something great that people will be happy. You see, I am a friend to that man. Because he's a warrior. We want to identify with something which is useless. We want to identify with something which is very high. Not easy to get. Yeah, you see, that is my uncle. That man is my uncle. That's my father. Right? So let us be proud to say that, yes, Krishna is my father. He's my father, is Krishna. Yes. And with Krishna, what is there? Sat, Chit, Ananda. Is it not? So relationship with Krishna means what? You get, yes. That's what you get. That's what you get. Relationship with Krishna means that you get his nature. Bhagavad Gita chapter 14 text 2, what Krishna said. Idam gyanam upashita. If you take shelter of this knowledge, you will attain a nature like my own nature. We don't want that. Huh? That is natural. Krishna promised us, if you take shelter of this knowledge, this Bhagavad Gita I'm giving to you, if you take shelter of this knowledge, you'll attain a nature like my own. Krishna's promise. You get that. Yes, we'll go for it. It is waiting for us. That will not come through sense gratification. It will not come through. That is not the way. Just like In Mahabharata, one person, he was performing austerity to get knowledge. He didn't want to go to school and get discipline to get knowledge. If you want to get knowledge, you have to go to a master and be disciplined to get the knowledge. But he didn't want to go that. What is that? False ego. You want to get it through austerity. Indra came and told him, my friend, this is not the way. This is not the way. If you want knowledge, go to a sage. He will discipline you. When you see that you are disciplined, you are self-controlled, then knowledge will be parted. No, I don't want to go and be slave like that. I want. Indra told him, this is not the way. He continued to perform severe austerity. He got it. But what happened? He died. Because his false ego was not controlled. He didn't undergo the discipline to have a false ego controlled. Therefore, the knowledge he got was a source of destruction for his life. He was destroyed. That's not the way. The way of success is Krishna consciousness. That's the way of success. To give up all the parties, we have to engage the senses properly, appropriately, for the master of the senses. That is the way. Any other part will produce negative reaction. Like this man will die. Miserable death.
learn how to control the senses. And the best, the most difficult of all the senses is put in one line. Right? If you want to control this, if you want to control this, you should start from here. You don't start from here, you should start from here. And it goes down. that is the way. Right? Another person. I'll find it.
Any questions?
Okay. Take it from you before.
Maharaj, how speech can control our sex desire? Yes.
Very good. That was I say how speech can control our sex desire. And I say that's a very good question. Those who speak, talk gossip, talk unnecessary things, you have two things to experience as you are gay. Talking unnecessarily, talking things which have nothing to do with Krishna, gossiping, idle talks. Right? Bhakti Nautakura calls it idle talks. What will happen for those who are engaged in idle talks? Two things will be again. Your sex desire will increase and you'll be spiritually depleted. Two things. Therefore, if you control that, you'll control the sex desire. Because you will become spiritually strong. And when we are spiritually strong, other senses, they are material, they cannot stand. Maya cannot stand before Krishna. Maya stands behind Krishna, not in the front. You understand? Those who are spiritually rich, who are fully Krishna conscious, they cannot be agitated. Agitation means that we are empty. We are spiritually empty. This is space for Maya. That's why you get agitation. This is space for Maya. If we are spiritually full up, there is no space for Maya, so there is no agitation. Just like if I have no sex desire in my heart, how can you put sex desire inside? It will not work. There's no space for agitation. If I have no anger inside, you can't make me angry. Is it not? Yesterday we discussed that. one who is very humble can never be offended, nor can he offend someone. We discussed that whenever there is conflict, the both parties will consider that they contributed to the problem. Right? If I'm not envious, how can you make me become envious? How? If I have no envy in this body, how can you make me become envious? Is it possible?
No.
No space. Therefore, for me to become envious of you means, and that envy is creating conflict between two of us, means that I contributed, you contributed. Therefore, we should contribute for this. There is a
solution.
Right? You were asking me a question yesterday. Why should my own offense be affecting someone else? Because a contamination is already there. And that contamination is causing a problem. That another person who had the same amount of contamination, when we come together, if you strike a match and put inside water, it will light.
No.
Why?
Water is pure.
Huh?
Water is pure. As far as its holy nature.
Listen to my question. If you strike a match and put on this, would it light on the wood?
It may light.
It will light?
Yes. Yes.
If you strike a match and put inside water, will it light?
No. There is no fire in water.
Huh?
There is no fire in water.
There is no fire inside the water.
No fire elements inside the water. That's why there's no light. There's fire element here in the wood. If you strike a match and put it to light, because fire element is here. Similarly, for one who has not lost in his body, you cannot make him or her lost it. For one who has no anger, you cannot make him or her angry. For one who has no envy, you cannot make him or her envious of someone. Nothing, there's no object that will make him envy because he's not there. So for me to be angry with you means that I have anger with me. Therefore, we all contribute to the conflict. Therefore, we should all contribute for the solution. We are not free. For me to think that, or someone to think that, no, I'm very pure. I'm very pure. It is you who is not pure that you are angry. It is false ego. And that is a very wonderful, wonderful evidence to prove that I have the worst problem. I have the worst problem. Anyone who thinks that this conflict here, I am not part of it, that person has the worst problem. Why is it worse? Because he has never even identified that he has a problem. So how can you solve it? He has more worse problem. He has more problem. A devotee should always be very humble. So Krishna can give us intelligence to see things properly and act properly in all situations. They will live happily. Last question.
I have a few on eating and sleeping. Like generally sometimes we sleep late in the night. So next day should we take rest or not? Sometimes like when we sleep late in the night.
Yes.
So next day we should take rest or not? Like 2-3 hours only we slept.
I saw that all about most of the preaching here is all in the night, in the night, in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And devotees also eat late, 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 late. Actually not good. See how Krishna designed things? See how nature designed things? Our problem is that we don't like to follow what nature has originally made. We try to adjust nature. And nature is higher than us. That's our problem. Krishna made night for sleeping, made daytime for walking. That's how nature made it. Now we are adjusting it. We want to do our things in the night. Then it will affect us the next day. Yes, we cause our problems ourselves. You understand? So, since we're always doing things in the night, it means that we should also spend some time in the daytime to sleep, and that also will affect our Christian conscious progress. Nothing goes for nothing. Everything that is, has a price. Right? Everything has a price. Those who are going to be happy, peaceful in this world are those who are following nature. Nature's arrangement. As things, and you just followed it. Be peaceful. We're trying to adjust things. Means we are thinking that we are more intelligent. We are more powerful. We want to adjust things. We adjust things and adjust things. As we make adjustment, we will get the situation more complicated. This is the experience of Prahlad Maharaj in Bhagavatam. He prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev. He said, "My dear Lord, Nrisimhadev, see, these are ghastly futures, frightens everyone, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I am afraid of your illusory energy, not you. Because illusory energy like motor, not motor, motor. When you use your pantings, it's called mortar. It's pound everyone, it's pounding everyone in this material world. And worse than that is a plan which I make thinking it will help me to get rectified.
The arrangement which I'm making to get myself free from Maya compounded the problem and produced more problem than what is originally there. Therefore, let me have experience. So he begged him, my dear Lord, please help me. Help me with strength to become fixed in the plan you have made and not on my own plan. The devotees pray, make this prayer. My dear Lord, let thy will be done. That is surrender. La Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thai God prema.
Hari Hari Bo.
Oh, glorious assemble devotees.
His Holiness Bhaktidev Damodar Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Coming and visiting the Grandi Ganapuri voice, but loudly chanting 3 times, Hari Bol.
Request
Maharaj to visit again and again to give us a opportunity to serve and take his association.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Happy?
Yes, Maharaj.